for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. The New York Times reports last spring President Trump's thoughts turned to his political adversaries, and he wanted the Justice Department to prosecute Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey, George Washington University's Jonathan Turley.
Really show the president these navigational beacons, to show these lines that you need to stay between. This goes well outside those lines.
The incoming chairman of the House Oversight Committee says they will investigate White House advisor Ivanka Trump for her repeated use of a private email account for government business. Defending his daughter, President Trump said it's not the same thing that he berated Hillary Clinton for during the campaign.
And for a little period of time, Ivanka did some emails. They weren't classified like Hillary Clinton. They weren't deleted like Hillary Clinton.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Federal health officials are once again telling people to stay away from romaine lettuce because it may be contaminated with E. coli. The CDC's Tom Skinner says if you don't know if it's romaine or not, don't eat it.
The FDA is working with officials in Canada who have warned their own people to stay away from romaine lettuce. Officials say this strain of E. coli is different than the one that was linked to romaine lettuce early in the year, but is similar to one from last year. The government said they don't have enough information yet to issue a recall of any specific brand, but said suppliers can help by taking lettuce products off the shelf until the source of the contamination can be identified.
The Thanksgiving holiday is underway, and USA Radio's Robin Walensky is at the airport talking to busy travelers.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
A happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Public Interest Research Group is out with a report on dangerous toys, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
We must protect our youngest consumers from unsafe toys.
U.S. TURG Director Mike Litt there, who says the group has released its long-running annual Trouble in Toyland report detailing which toys are not safe for little ones.
Parents and caregivers should watch out for common hazards when shopping for toys.
The group says this year it looked at 40 popular toys and found 15 of them with issues. One of them included the Fabula Forest, which has small pieces that can be choking hazards. And they found 6 different slime toys that contain high levels of boron, which they say can be a hazard if ingested. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Calling Saudi Arabia a great ally, the president says the U.S. will not punish that country for the murder of journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. The leaders of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have demanded that the Trump administration examine whether Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was responsible for the murder of Khashoggi last month. Republican Bob Corker and Democrat Bob Menendez's letter to the president triggered a provision of the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act. It requires the president to determine whether a foreign person was responsible for a human rights violation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.